Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. A high return producer versus a low return producer. Which one do you want to be? We're back on that in just a moment. Neighbors, I'd like to share some information with you about a good roofing company here in Oklahoma. The Elliott Roofing Company, they've been serving Oklahomans for 26 years, and they've done a great job. And evidence of that is they're the recipient of the 2006 Better Business Bureau Torch Award for customer service and ethics in the marketplace. Elliott Roofing works with insurance companies throughout the state, so ask for them by name when dealing with your insurance. You'll be glad you did, because they're honest folks who provide top quality service. Elliott Roofing is a full service company specializing in re-roofs and storm damage inspections. They work with shakes, tile, slate, composition, and flat roofs, both residential and commercial. Give them a call at 1-800-573-8388 for a free estimate. 1-800-573-8388. Or see them on the web at ElliottRoofs.com. Elliott Roofing Company. A good company. And a good neighbor. And a good roof. In tougher economic times and times of high input cost, to be a high return producer instead of a low return producer could make all the difference between making a little bit of money and going out of business. Randy Block with the Cattle Facts Organization says it is all about using what you've got to maximum advantage.
Well, I think it's part of that innovativeness. As we look at that range in differentiation in total returns between a high return and a low return producer can be $120 to $160 bucks a head each year. It's incredible. And what we find is the high return folks tend to be more adaptable to change. They'll look at alternative feedstuffs to maintain these cows. They'll look at alternative feed sources, blend rations differently. They also are not afraid to spend money when they can see that there's going to be a return. An investment will generate a very positive return, and they'll do some of those extra things in order to capture those increased values. So I think if we look out here today, you know, the reality of it is land values, grazing land values, have increased nearly 120% in the last 5 years. And if we look at the differentiation that is likely to take place with fertilizer costs increasing the way they have, those producers that have range land that doesn't have to be fertilized, they're in the driver's seat right now versus where we have to put a tremendous amount of fertilizer on. Those costs are nearly prohibitive. So we're going to have to continue to be innovative. We've got to be innovative. I think we can still have a market that is at some very good levels here over the next several years, but because these costs are creeping up on us, these profit margins are going to narrow up if we don't do some of these things.
And Randy Block says that you got to realize these costs have been going up tremendously over the last few years. For example, input costs compared to 2000, hay's up 58%, corn prices up 94%, pasture up 121%, rental pasture. Crude oil prices up 152%. The price of nitrogen fertilizer up 130%. But a 750-pound steer has only gained 23% in actual value in the marketplace since 2000. So most certainly we've got challenges ahead of us, but when there are challenges, when there are obstacles, there's also opportunity, according to Randy Block. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the Curvin Hall Coyote Hills All Black, All Pole Limousine Bull Sale, Saturday, March 8th at the Coyote Hills Ranch. That's a mile west, 2 miles south, and a mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma. 120 black pole limousine and limb flex bulls will sell, 80 fall yearlings, 40 spring yearlings. For more information, they've got all the performance and EPD data for you. For more information, call 580-597-3006 or go to the website curvinhallchr.com. For more information. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.